要感谢赞美神，今天是要我们能够在这里一起的聚集，一起来感谢神在一年里面给我们的恩典。
Praise the God that we can gather together here this afternoon to give our thanks to God for all the blessings He has bestowed us through the year. I can see many new faces among brothers and sisters and friends sitting here today.I want to extend a special thanks to those brothers and sisters driving a long distance from Yakima to be with us today. I invite them from Yakima to stand up and give them a hand.
Please.我们也欢迎第一次在我们当中的弟兄姐妹和朋友，有没有第一次在我们当中？好不好？请你站起来好吗
？Is there anyone else who's here for the first time other than from Yakima? So could you please stand up? Let us know you.
没有。啊，谢谢。
Yeah.
Okay. 让我们能够在这里敬拜神是神的恩典。
The fact that we can be here to worship Him is the grace of God. The focus of my message today on this very short passage is this one particular point. Give thanks in all circumstances.
年轻的时候我很喜欢阅读。
I loved to read when I was young.
当然我现在还是很年轻。
Of course, I'm still young, so I still read a lot.
我今天读过一篇的散文，这篇的散文有一句话吸引了我。
From one of the prose that I read, there's one sentence that stood out very much.
这篇的散文这样说，不是拥有幸福的人有幸福，乃是知道幸福的人才有幸福。
This is what it meant. Being blessed is not by possessing happiness, but rather by appreciating it.
生活在美国这个地方，我们是很有福分的。
Now we are very blessed to be living in this country.
我们能够很安稳的生活在这片土地上面，这个是神的恩典。
We can live very stable and peaceful life in this great land, and it is the grace of God.
在这个世界上有很多很多的地方，人民在恐惧的当中过日子。
There are still many people in this world, in many different parts of the world, that are living in fear.
活在这个世界上，我们要学习满足于我们现在所处的现状。
So, as we live in this world, we need to learn to be content with what we have.
我们知道我们所拥有的一切都是神的恩典的关系。
Because whatever we have, it is from God's grace and provision.
神特别的供应我们。我们的问题是我们对于我们现况不满足。
But one of the problems we often have is that despite all the provision God has given us, we're still dissatisfied.
我们不满足，我们的不满足带给我们在生活上充满了埋怨，充满了苦毒，充满嫉妒和不满。
And this kind of discontent only brings us complaints, bitterness, unhappiness, and envy.
我们常常爱跟旁边的人来比较。
We often like to make comparison with those around us.
我们来比较说某某人的屋子比我大。
We'll say someone else's house is bigger than mine.
某某人他赚的钱比我多。
Or his paycheck is fatter than mine.
某某人到公司不到一年就升职，而我这个
我这个人在公司里面挨了十年还没有被升职。
Someone got in the company and in 1 year moved to the corner office and I'm stuck in the same cubicle for 10 years.
保罗在腓立比书第四章第十一到十二节告诉我们他的经历。
But in Philippians 4:11 through 12, the Apostle Paul told us about all that he went through.
他描述他如何在任何的情况底下而知足。
And he tells us how he could remain content despite all the circumstances.
他这样说，我并不是因为缺乏说之话，我无论是在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
This is what he said. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处富足，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。
I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
我想这个是我们应该大家一起来学习的功课。
And this is a lesson that we well worth for all to learn.
旧约圣经箴言第30章第八和九节有这样的一句话。
And Proverbs 30:8-9 says this.
我说，求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我不也不贫穷，也不富足，赐给我需用的饮食。
Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread.
恐怕我饱足不认你说耶和华是谁，也恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, Who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal.And so dishonor the name of my God.
在历史上有一个牧师，他的名字叫做 Thomas Chisholm.
There is a pastor in our Christian history. His name is Thomas Chisholm.
Chisholm. 他是出生贫寒，他是出生在贫寒的家庭里面。
He came from a very poor family.
1866年7月29号，他出生在肯德基州一间很简单的木屋。
He was born July 29, 1866, in a shoddy little hut in Kentucky.
虽然他的家里没有人力供养他，使他能够到学校去受教育。
Now his family was too poor to send him to school.
但是凭着他向上的励志和努力
But through determination and ambition and effort,
他16岁就做了小学的老师。
He taught himself to become a primary school teacher at age of 16.
他21岁又当了家乡一份周报的主理编辑。
By age 21, he was an assistant editor for a weekly paper in his hometown.
Thomas, 因为他小的时候家里非常的贫穷
But because of the poverty of his family,
他长期的营养不良，加上他生病时候没有得到适合的治疗。
Chisholm was malnourished throughout his childhood and couldn't afford treatment when he was ill.
以致他的一生身体状况非常非常的差。
So through his life, he struggled with poor health.
27岁的那一年，他在 Henry Morris 的主持的布道会中，他悔改信主。
At age of 27, he became a believer at one of Henry Morris' revival meeting.
他接受了Morris 的邀请，担任他他的一个机构叫做吴淳杰先锋的这个机构里面负责编辑和经理的工作。
So later, he accepted Henry Morris' invitation to serve as the managing editor for the Pentecostal Herald.
36岁那一年，就是1903年，他接受了邀请，当了一间 为你公会的牧师。
So at age of 36, he was ordained to be a Methodist pastor.
他是一个很渴慕神的人。
He longed to serve God.
他很愿意侍奉神。他很愿意侍奉神。可是却发现到他自己身体的健康情况非常非常的差。
But despite his dedication, his health was so poor.
他做了一年的牧师之后，不得不辞去他做牧师的这份工作。
So after a year on the pastor position, he had to resign.
他就到纽泽西州去，在那边居住。
And moved to New Jersey, where he would live.
他在纽泽西的时候，他就开始就写诗歌。
So in New Jersey, he penned many hymns.
他写了好多的诗歌。
He did write many hymns.
其中有一首我们常常唱的 Living for Jesus, 就是他写的。
One of them was Living for Jesus, that we sing often.
他写了一首大家都很熟悉，就是今天下午我们唱的那首诗歌，叫做你的信实广大。
Another hymn that he wrote was the one that we sang today, Great is thy faithfulness.
当他写完了这首诗歌之后，他就讲了这样一句话。
After finishing that hymn, he said,
他说因为我从小开始健康就很差。
Because I had poor health even from my childhood.
所以在一生当中都没有过很好，过做良好收入的日子。
I had never been able to make a good living.
可是我不能不说。
But this I have to say.
就是那一位守约的神，他永远不改变，而且是信实的神。
The covenant keeping God is an unchanging God and is a faithful God.
和他所给我的许多奇妙的照顾和供应。
And the many amazing care and provision he has given.
使我充满了惊讶和感激。
Has often filled me with awe and gratitude.
就在贫穷的当中，他完全没有一点的埋怨。
See, he in his poverty and his sickness, he didn't complain.
他只靠着神的预备和供应过日子。
He only trusted in God who provided for him.
一个懂得知足和知恩的人，他是会懂得常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
A content and grateful person would understand and will rejoice always and pray continually.
他会懂得凡事都感谢神的恩典。
And would also give thanks to God for all circumstances.
一个不懂得知恩的人是在他的生活里面充满了埋怨。
An ungrateful person would tend to complain a lot.
没有一样东西能够满足他的心愿。
Because nothing is ever good enough for him.
弟兄姐妹，让我们一起来学习知恩和感恩的功课。
Brother and sister, let's learn together the lesson of appreciating and being grateful for the grace we have received.
在这个感恩的季节里面，我们要从感恩的心来数算神的恩典。
So every Christian should learn to have a grateful heart and appreciate and count the blessing we have received.
也许有人会说，一年里面从头到现在都是平平淡淡过日子，有什么好感恩的呢？
Some people may say, it's been so plain and dull throughout the whole year. What is there to give thanks for?
也许有人说，在今年里面，好多好多不顺利的事情发生在我的身上，有什么好感恩的呢？
Or some may say, so many things happened this year that went against my best wishes. How is that for thanksgiving?
如果我们肯冷静下来思想的话，
But if we just settle our mind and think clearly,
我们就不难地发现，其实我们有好多可以感恩的事情。
We will find many reasons to give thanks for.
我们会围着我们能够活到现在感恩。
We'll give thanks for just being here and still alive.
我们围着我们所拥有在周围的一切，我们感谢赞美神。
We can give thanks for everything that we still have.
我们 我们可以为好多好多的事情感谢赞美神。
We have so many reasons to give thanks to God for.
但是最重要的是，我们要为做神给我们的救赎恩典而感谢神。
But once, first and foremost, is the reason, that is for our salvation.
今天我们很感谢赞美神的是，我们有四位弟兄姐妹面，我们都听过了他的见证。
So today we've heard the testimonies of four brothers and sisters.
我们看到神如何的带领看顾他，使他能够认识神。
We see firsthand in their life how God has led them so that they can know God and be saved.
其实我们很多很多的事情在我们的生命当中，神带领看顾我们。
So if we look carefully, we will see many things that God has done in our life to lead us.
如果和各我们个人接触的时候，在我们的后面有很多很多的故事。
So if we learn each other more deeply, know each other more deeply, we will find out the stories behind each person.
在我们的生命当中的这许多故事里面，我们看到到最后我们能够来到神的面前来接受神的恩典，这个是值得我们感恩的。
And in all these stories behind everyone who come here, we can see how God has led each one of us to finally receive His grace. And we should give thanks for that.
我们要知道我们是一个罪人。
We must realize that we are sinners.
我们没有资格，我们根本不配来到神的面前，因为我们的罪何等的大，我们跟神之间的关系是隔离的。
We realize that because of the sin that has cast a big chasm between us and God, we are not worthy to even come before Him.
因为神爱我们是何等的深刻。
But because of His great love for us,
我们能够靠着耶稣基督在十字架上的救赎恩典，我们成为神的儿女。这个就是神，我们需要感谢赞美神的地方。
We can become children of God because of the, what has been accomplished by Jesus Christ dying on the cross. And this is one thing that we must always be thankful for.
弟兄姐妹和朋友，如果我们还没有领受到神给我们的这个救赎恩典的话，我邀请你就来到他的面前来领受他。
Dear friends, if you have not received this special grace of salvation, I invite you to come forward to receive that.
我们的四位弟兄姐妹今天就是一个活生生的见证。
And those four brothers and sisters who will be baptized today, they are the witness.
和他们一起上洗礼课程的时候，我告诉他们，洗礼的意思就是一个见证，是一个宣告。
So when they were going through the baptism class, I told them that the fact, the act of receiving baptism is a testimony.
这个是一个见证，是一个宣告，是向神、向人和向魔鬼宣告说我是属于神的人。
This is a testimony before God, before man, and even before the devil that I am belonging to God.
是一个仪式，表明我们和基督同死、同埋葬和同复活。
And in this process of receiving baptism, it signifies that we are.We have been crucified, we have been buried with Christ, and we are resurrected with Christ.
当他们从水里上来的时候，表示他们和耶稣基督一起的同复活。
When they rise from the water in the baptism, it signifies that they have risen along with Christ.
这个复活的生命是一个新的生命。
They now have a new life in them.
是一个蒙得蒙神恩典的一个生命，整个生命改变。
This is a total change of their life, and this new life is pleasing to God.
今天早上我们要看的是第一有两方面，我们要看第一方面是我们要围着我们要拥有的一切 我们感到满足。
So there are two aspects of thankfulness that we are looking to. First is being content with what we have.
第二是我们要明白发生在我们身上的一切是神在掌权。
The second part is to trust that God is in control in everything that's happening to us.
保罗在提摩太前书六章第六到八节说，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力量。
Paul wrote this in 1 Timothy 6:6-8, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it.
只要有衣有食，就当知足。
But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
我们每一个人来到这个世界上是空手而来。
Everyone came to this world empty-handed.
将来我们要离开这个世界上的时候，我们也是空手而去。
And we'll leave the world the same way.
我们要相信今天我们所拥有的一切不是属于我们自己的，乃是属于神的。
We must believe that everything we own today do not belong to us, but to God. They are endowment from God.
这些是神赐给我们的。
God endowed them to us.
我们是神的管家，神说啊，为我们预备，我们要好好的管理神所给我们的一切，包括我们的时间，我们的金钱。
So these endowments for us as stewards to take care of, they include our children, our time, our money.
今天我们手中拥有的，我们要学习满足于我们所拥有的。
So whatever we own on hand today, we must learn to be content with.
如果有人有这样的一个心态的话，我们就会很容易的发出感谢赞美的心。
If we have this mindset of contentment, it's easy for us to have thankfulness flowing out of us.
我们就会得到什么，我们就感谢赞美神。
We'll be thankful for whatever we gain.
我们也失去的什么，我们也会感谢赞美神。
We'll even be thankful when we lose.
我们要操练凡事谢恩。
And we need to practice giving thanks in all circumstances.
为什么每一件我们遇见的事情，不管是成功的、失败的，或者是顺境、逆境，我们都要感谢赞美神。
For everything that come our way, we praise God, whether it's a success or setback, whether it's smooth sail or running against headwind.
第二点，我们要围着发生在我们身上的一切，我们相信神是掌权的。
And the second part is to trust God's sovereignty in all that's happening to us.
生活在这个世界上，难免我们会有困难。
As we live in this world, we will all have to face difficulties.
我们生命中的一切都在神的手上。
But our lives are not in our hands, but they're in God's hands.
所以我们经历到逆境的时候，我们不要围着我们所经历的而忧伤。
So when we suffer reverses, don't just wallow in your sorrow.
我们要相信神是与我们同在的神。
Believe that God is God that's with us.
我们要相信神会把我们一切所遭遇的转变为祝福。
He will turn even our reverses into blessings.
弟兄姐妹，让我们一起来学习，在逆境的时候，我们不要埋怨。
So let's learn not to complain when we're suffering difficulties.
我们要学习哥林多帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节所讲的凡事谢恩。
So do as 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances.
我们好多时候我们不明白，当我们在路上开车的时候，轮子会爆。
Now, we can't quite understand, I mean, how to give thanks when we have a flat tire driving to church.
轮子爆了，我们怎样感谢神呢？
How could we give thanks for that?
我们失业了，我们怎样感谢神呢？
If we lose our job, how could we give thanks?
我们生病了，我们怎样感谢神呢？
Or if we become seriously ill, how can we give thanks?
可是不管我们所经历的是怎样，我们要凡事谢恩。
But no matter what we're going through, the scripture's command is to give thanks in all circumstances.
如果我们真正承认我们自己本来是一无所有的话，我们就会围着眼前所面对的一切，我们感谢神。
So, but if we consider ourselves truly penniless to begin with, then we will be able to give thanks for whatever we have, even if very little.
所以罗马书第八章第二十八节说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Romans 8:28 says, And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
所以有一位英国的年轻人，他献身到非洲做传道的工作。
A young Englishman,dedicated himself to be a missionary in Africa.
他在出发的之前一不小心就跌下月台。
But as he was to depart on train, he fell off the platform.
他的一只腿就被火车载过而失去了这一只腿。
So one of his leg was crossed by the train.
这个意外不影响到他到非洲宣教的心情。
This was a tragic blow, but it did not cause him to lose heart.
他就装上了一腿，就是这样的出发到非洲去。
After he healed and was fitted with a prosthetic leg, he went on to the mission.
有一天黑人他到一个部族，就是一个黑人的食人的族，他就发这族的人就发现到他的皮肤很白。
And one day he entered the area of a tribe of cannibals, and they found that he was fair-skinned.
他们觉得是这个传道人他的肉很好吃。
Because he was fair-skinned, they thought he must taste good.
他们就把他团团的围住。
And they surrounded him.
这位传道人不慌不忙的就拿了一把刀，就在他的一腿里面割了几片。
So this missionary just calmly took out a knife and carved out a few pieces from the rubber leg.
他就把这个他所割下来的一腿的一片就给他们吃。
So he asked them to taste it.
他们一咬了之后觉得是说不好吃，于是把它放了。
Of course they didn't like that.Rubbery texture, so they decided he didn't taste good anyway.
这时候的他感谢赞美神，能让他经历到这个苦难。
Now he realized how God used the tragic event of losing a leg to save his life.
哈巴谷书第三章第十七节说：“虽然无花果树不发黄，葡萄树不结果。”橄榄树不效力，口里不出粮食，眼中缺了羊，盆里也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢喜，因救我的神喜乐。
Habakkuk 3:17 Though the fig tree does not bud, and there's no grapes on the vine, though the olive crops fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord,I will be joyful in God, my Savior.
在人生的旅途中，有时候我们会遇到一些事情，我们是无法理解的。
Through the journey of life, something will always happen that we can't understand why.
但是我们相信神是掌权的，我们可以来到他的面前，仰望他和依靠他。
But what we can is to believe that God is still in control.And we can come before him to look for his provision.
当我们认为我不行的时候，
When we say we can't,
神说我的恩典够你用。
God says my grace is sufficient for you.
当我们认为我的前途迷茫的时候，神说我必指引你的道路。
When we say I can't see the way forward, God said I will direct your path.
那么我们认为 我, 无能的时候，神说，在我凡事都能。
When we say I am unable, God says, in me all things are possible.
当我们认为我孤单的时候，神说，我总不撇下你。
When we say I am lonely, God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
不管我们所处的外界的环境的我们的所处的条件如何，让我们一直的向神献上感谢赞美的心。
Let us always give thanks to God with a grateful heart, no matter what circumstances our life throw at us.
我们要深深的相信，神是使人夜间歌唱的神。
We believe in a God that makes us sing with song in the night.
我们不知道前面的道路怎样走，但是我们有神带领我们走前面的道路。
We may not see clearly what's the way ahead for us, but we know that God is leading.
让我们凭着信心继续往前走。
Let us press forward in faith.
让神祝福我们。
May God bless us.